Hello, ladies and gentlemen. We are Beans and Crackers. We are your hosts today. To the left,
it's me, Taylor.
It is. To the right.
Oh, we're doing this now? Really? This okay. It's, this is Emmanuel.
And we are your host of Beans and Crackers, a podcast where we talk about everything, nothing at the same time. All right, guys.
So what's today's topic?
Today's topic.
Well, do we first want to talk about what we just did?
Or? Let's talk about, okay, first of all, let me tell you something here. Emmanuel's guac. Taylor, speak up here before me here. Oh, it's amazing.
It was excelente.
The guac was on point, man.
For those of you that don't know, that means excellent. It's some other language. I don't know. It's not American.
Emmanuel, translate for us. But it was. We had some tacos.
Yeah. We were adults. We cooked something today.
We're all adults here. Well, two sort of the people here are adults. I'm just here.
You're just present, that's
I'm here, you know, chilling.
All right. But yeah, we had a pretty good meal. We had some tacos. Maybe next time we'll be doing some actual beans and crackers.
Ooh.
Maybe make it a dip, you know.
Black bean dip, though.
Yeah, black bean dip.
I don't know, that sounds...
And then, you know, maybe experiment with it, throw something in there, a little sauce or something, you know.
I'm a fan of the guac.
I can make the guac again.
I like some guac.
That guac is redoable.
Well, not that one exactly.
Okay, another one, okay.
But that was amazing. Our cooking skills are decent.
It's missing bacon.
It is missing bacon.
Well, okay, let me rephrase that. My cooking skills, decent. Your boy Chef Herring over here.
Hey.
And your boy Chef Marino.
Over here.
Boss. Yeah. Yo, the closest I do is Chef Boyardee.
Hey, that's still a chef, though.
Hey, Jack. Alright, anyway.
But alright, so today's, I guess, topic. So what are we talking
about? Do you want to start first? You don't have yours yet, do you?
No, I don't.
Actually, let's start with yours. Let's start with yours.
This is what I'm going with here.
Okay.
Alright. Top three favorite fast food places.
Oh, okay. So we kind of had a preview of this the other night when we went to McDonald's. But we try to say it for this time, this date, this year, this century, you know.
This century.
This is like the topic of the century.
Alright, so it was brought to my knowledge the other day. Five Guys is a fast food restaurant.
Who brought that to your knowledge?
You did.
I like how you had to take credit for that. You're like, who brought that to you?
No, actually, I didn't even know.
He didn't know. It's because the way I brought it up, I was like, Taylor, did you know Five Guys a fast food restaurant? He's like, yeah, I knew that, and that's when I learned. I kind of told him it was, hoping it was.
And then a rainbow came over your head. The more you know, more right? You know.
And to me, Five Guys is the greatest restaurant of all time. It's my favorite.
Okay.
It's my favorite. Oh.
But okay. Okay.
Objection.
are we putting grand rules here? Like, are we doing fast food restaurants or just restaurants in general? Because that's a really broad topic. If you really think about it.
Do y'all want to go restaurants total? Do y'all want to go there?
No. I just had a little bit of a problem with what you said.
What's the
overall restaurant? Five Guys is the best.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
Because that's not necessarily fine dining, unless you consider that fine dining. Then yeah, that's cool. But
that's my level of fine dining.
All right. Well,
I have very low standards when it comes to that.
All right. Well, I guess restaurants in general, it is. All right.
So okay, I put Five Guys top. Okay, what do y'all put top restaurant?
Top.
All time. Ooh, I see smoke.
You might be thinking about Cookout or Burger King over here.
They always smoke for some reason.
Yeah.
Ain't much going on in there. It's a little place.
Well, I have to say,
here it comes.
Probably my top that I've been to is the Melting Pot in Raleigh.
Ooh.
Because that's like the nicest one I've been to, and it was also really good.
What's that taste like, though?
Yeah, what's it taste like, though?
You actually cook your own food.
Ooh.
Yeah. Like,
I'm not down.
Okay.
Now.
No, you have like raw duck, and like you pick from like whatever you want. Then you like put it in the in like the boiling bowl,
the pot,
the melting pot,
the melt. There it is.
That's what I meant.
So America,
and they servers take good care of you there, and
they take care of you.
Oh, yeah. What it sounds like. And so I had some boiled duck there, and it was good.
Mm. It sounds good. Okay.
That sounds good. What'd you put in it?
Other
than duck,
butter.
Butter and duck Sounds good by itself.
It was already like preseason, I think, so I didn't really. It was not really much else I had to do to it besides just the simple boiling it.
That's cool.
And they have like melted cheese that you can melt yourself onto your own like whatever like chips or whatever.
Do they have other stuff besides duck? Like
any kind of meat you can think of.
Okay, I'm starting light this way. We need to try this.
Yeah.
All right.
This is very expensive. Very expensive.
Okay.
It's like the Angus bar. Expensive one.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, like, I don't mind paying for food if it's really good.
It's gotta be on.
Because like, if it's expensive, but it doesn't like make my taste buds like quiver and
like in fear.
Like joy. No, like, yes, a fear, because it's so good, it's intimidating, and then it's so delicious.
Because they're like, we might not ever eat this again.
It's like, this might be like a once-in-a-lifetime chance. Okay. That kind of quivering.
Okay.
But now if it's like really expensive, and it's not good, I feel like it wasn't worth it at all, and it was a waste of my time and money, you know?
Like how Chipotle was, I mean, that's how Chipotle was.
Yeah, because, see,
at least it was not too expensive, though.
Well, yeah, we all had the decision to go there one time, because none of us had ever been.
Yeah.
And you always hear, there's memes about it, too.
Chipotle,
and then the guacamole. I think my guac's better than Chipotle. Okay.
I give you that.
Oh, there's no question.
I don't know why I was still talking about it. I'm done.
It was, everybody was like, it's so delicious, so delicious. We're like, all right, we'll try it, because we're always done trying new foods.
Yeah.
We went in, it looked appeasing, but it wasn't up to standard. It wasn't up to par.
It wasn't. I'm putting Taco Bell over that.
Really? I wouldn't go as far as that.
I'm going that far with it.
Because, I mean, you only try that one platter. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure there might be something else more appeasing.
Alright, okay, I see what you're saying.
You might have to give it a bit more chance. I don't think I'd put it over Taco Bell.
Still, at my moment right now, Taco Bell's over there.
Okay, I got you. But, alright.
Those taco shells from Taco Bell were pretty good, but I wouldn't put Taco Bell above.
Yeah.
I'm going that far as right now.
All right, but my top one, I guess it'd have to be a like Hibachi 101, I think, it's around this area.
I've been there. Not here, I went to one another.
I like it because it has a wide variety. It has some Chinese food in there, but it does. Its main stuff is Japanese food. You have your sushi in there, and then you have your own grill, which like it's like Taylor's Place. You pick out all the raw stuff which you like and make your own, and then you give it to them, and they cook it right in front of you.
So
you have the freedom, but then sometimes you know too many choices make you wonder and really not even enjoy the experience. So I like how it was really balanced, and it tasted really good too for the price. It was really excellent.
See, I'm down with that because ain't that. It's one of the places where the chef cooks and he goes like the shrimp in the hat.
Like you know the nice fire display. Yeah, yeah, like,
I'm down with that.
You're also paying for entertainment at the same time.
Yeah.
So I don't like. I say that's a pretty good deal. And if it tastes good, that's even you know perfect too.
It's like Ichiban. Have y'all been there?
I've never been there.
It's in Rocky Mount, and they like when I went, the chef. Well, he was high also. So it made it really cool.
It made your entertainment so much better.
Yeah, he was high, and at the same time
he was on a Cepsil, right? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I figured, just to clarify to the audience.
Okay.
Because
he was a really short guy, you know. Just
yeah, you know, it's an Asian restaurant.
we're going there now. Okay.
I mean, not everybody can be Yao Ming, you know.
That's true.
But he piled up like the shrimp in a circle, like a little volcano, and then he somehow made like flames come out of it, like for like 3 feet.
I have a video of it. I'll like to see that later. But
yeah, it's
the fire come out of the shrimp?
Like a volcano.
Is it around it?
It comes out of it like a volcano.
I'm pretty sure you pour oil in there kind of thing it to like spurt out. Yeah, but still though, like I said, it's the entertainment aspect of it. It's really nice.
See, that's hard for me to wrap my mind around. First of all, I got a little mind.
It was either shrimp though, or it might have been like sushi or rice or something. No, it wouldn't be sushi because everyone cooked that.
Speaking of sushi, sushi.
Sushi.
Hey, I heard both ways, Jack. I had Jack in there. But I had that fried one.
Fried sushi. Yeah.
That was good.
I'm telling you, it's pretty good.
It was good. Alright, so we narrowed down. I said Five Guys. You said the Melting Pot.
And I said like a Hibachi 101.
You said Hibachi 101.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Back to the original.
Alright.
Now the fast food place. I'm going to say top one.
Yeah.
I'm still going Five Guys on that.
Would you consider that fast food though?
It is considered a fast food. I really think
it's like in between. Like it's not an actual like sit down restaurant, mm-hmm. even though there are tables, but it's not as like fast as like some other fast food restaurant. You know what I mean? But that's okay, true. All right. Like we'll still keep it in there for just time for sake.
Maybe I should get another one just right. to be more okay. part of this conversation. So I have to do a favorite fast food though.
And while y'all do this, I'm gonna look up the definition of fast food. All
right.
Hey, that's fair.
I'm gonna have to go with cookout.
Ooh, see that's a cookout. Good one.
See, and the for our listeners who aren't part of the southern eastern area, it's pretty much like the equivalent to like a. In and out on the West Coast, yeah. It's really cheap, really.
There's size.
It's not a small menu, but it gives you a lot of options, and it's easy to pick from.
I think they're milkshakes.
Oh, yeah. They have what, like 50?
1,000 varieties.
Yeah, they have a lot of milkshakes.
Not that many.
And there's some that are seasonal. Lot. Like, they have the eggnog milkshake that was.
The watermelon.
Yeah, the watermelon is dope.
I'm a fan of that one.
I like the pineapple one.
That pineapple.
I know, it's really good.
But it has to be a Reese cup.
Yeah, but the platter that they give you though, you have your main entry and then your sides, which aren't your usual small typical like small fries or like a small biscuit kind of thing. It's like you can get like a whole hot dog almost for a side. and you get two of them.
On top of that.
Yeah, you get two of them too.
That's what I love about.
Yeah, and then you get your drink all for around like at most $7.
Yeah, so it's pretty real cheap. Also, their barbecue's on point.
Yeah.
They got some good barbecue.
Yeah, like you can get the same thing and like and make it as cheap as like $5.
Yeah.
So it has a minor range, but still really cheap for all you get. What about you? So,
I think another fast food place.
Uh-huh.
It's not my top. I gotta give a shout out.
Yeah.
Popeyes.
Okay.
I do like some Popeyes.
Never been there.
I've been there once. It's pretty good. I'd say it's a little better than KFC.
I'd give that.
Because I like
not
it. Plus
above
it,
Bojangles.
No.
Not above Bojangles.
Which is also another southeastern restaurant around here.
Shout out to the Bojangles.
Yeah.
I like Popeyes because, you know, they got more than just chicken. They got fish, shrimp, too.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
Cajun style. I like that.
And then it has that that 100 drink machine. Coke machine thing.
I feel like that's what brought it over here, is Popeyes. I feel.
Yeah, probably.
But I'm not entirely sure.
Brought what over?
The 100 drink machine?
Yeah, the 100
drink machine. Well, Coke, Burger King did that too, remember?
That's right, Burger King did it too.
Yeah.
One of those two, I think, brought it to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Not sure.
Do y'all know what the...
definition?
The second fast food restaurant in the United States was.
Subway.
It's from a movie.
It's from a movie?
Yeah. It's something that we don't have around here.
From a movie?
Jack in the Box. Or... No. In-N-Out.
There's a little bit of pot smoking in this movie.
You mean Pineapple Express? That movie?
No.
Pot smoked in this movie.
Is the name of the restaurant in the movie?
Yes.
Oh, that's narrowed it down.
I can't.
Oh, man. Do we have one around here?
No, he said we don't have one around here.
We don't have one. I should have been listening.
I don't know. What is it?
No, wait, don't tell me. I got one more guess.
I can't think of what it would be.
Quiznos.
No.
Dang, okay, no, I'm done.
It's White Castle.
White Castle, there you go, yeah. Harold and Kumar, yeah.
From White Castle.
Yeah.
I realized I said Quiznos, and we have one. Like, that's over to my pit.
And the first was called A&W.
A&W.
Yeah. But anyways, fast food is just like anywhere where there's no table service, and it's just quick food. It doesn't have to be a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Five Guys, they're pretty quick, so it could be considered.
Yeah, I guess you could consider them.
I just like Five Guys.
All right, so you're sticking with Five Guys?
I'm sticking with Five
Guys. Okay, you too? Now, before you enter Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. I do like Chick-fil-A quite a bit.
I like the quality of their chicken sandwiches, the meat. It's a little bit more real. But I do have to give it a shout out to McDonald's though.
I
like the McDonald's.
Let me tell you, okay.
It's cheap. It has so many varieties, and you could do so much with it.
McDonald's, I just feel like you take everything on the menu, mix it together, and it's like the baddest, the worst thing for you in your life.
But it's so
delicious.
Good though. It's so good. Like I don't care if it's like flavored plastic or artificial stuff. It is something about it. It's delicious.
Something about it.
You can't par with their chicken nuggets.
Oh man!
The fries can be done.
Oh,
sorry.
The Bojangles fries. That's another level. I think that's the best fries.
Okay, no, I'll put Burger King best fries.
No,
I feel like they triple fried those things. All right. I love that.
All right, how about we save that after Taylor's, and then we'll get into the fried conversation.
What did you say about chicken nuggets,
though? Oh, they're chicken nuggets?
Like, or no, the, just general.
What did you say about chicken nuggets?
Oh, best chicken nuggets? Chick-fil-A or Zaxby's? Probably Ooh. Chick-fil-A.
No, okay. I do give it to Zaxby's.
Really? I've never been to Zaxby's. And plus, it just seems expensive to me, but then again, I've never been in there, so.
Okay.
Or El Pollo Hermanos.
Do they still have those?
That's true.
Have the map to Gus?
Gus Frank. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, but you were saying Chick-fil-A is your main, your top restaurant, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Anything about it that sticks out?
What?
Anything about it that sticks out to you?
I like the atmosphere and just the way they cook their chicken and peanut oil.
We're cooking in peanut oil.
Which is, I think it's also really, open to the public because there's a lot of people with peanut allergies. So, I mean, it is really good in that aspect.
I like you saying about the environment. Everybody there is like the nicest people ever. Well,
that's because that's part of their values, though, their motto. Yeah, it's a Christian foundation.
Happy to be there.
Yeah. Even though they may not.
I'm going to be happy to be here.
I mean, I went up there one time and asked for, leftover fries for free, and they just gave them to me.
Really?
My pleasure.
Have a great day. Thank you. Okay, their fries. Mm-hmm. Really, really do enjoy their fries. Mm-hmm.
The Chick-fil-A?
I'll put that as second best fries.
I already brought up this conversation. We had this conversation before.
we had this conversation a lot.
Well, not a lot, but yeah, we've had it recently.
Yeah.
But here's my thing about Chick-fil-A fries.
Okay.
They're good. I just don't like the design of it. It takes too much space from my carton, fry carton.
So you're not getting enough fries.
I'm not. Like, that fry to space ratio is just, it's a science here, okay? Don't make fun of me. Shut up. Here. Listen.
No, go ahead.
All right, so.
But also, are you factoring in the price of that compared to the price of
I am factoring the same price.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot of calculations there.
It is a lot of calculations. But, I like that they're not too salty, because there's some places that go overboard with it and it's just not good, or they don't put enough salt on it to begin with. But I feel like the waffle shape takes out a lot of the space, because other places like Burger King, McDonald's, whatever, it's packed cut. It's packed in there because of how the shape of it is. So I feel like I'm being cheated out of my money. That's why I feel that even though for the quality, I'm not getting I'm not getting my money's worth out of this.
Well, let me just say one thing how I feel about it.
When I get
the packed amount of fries from McDonald's or Burger King, I feel like if I eat all of those, I'm kind of doing myself some harm a little bit, because if I build up a habit of that, it's unhealthy. But if I go to Chick-fil-A and eat the portion that they've given me, it's it's already healthier, and then I eat the right amount, because you only need so many fries in your diet.
All right, objection. All right, this is why you have the small, medium, and large. if you know you're on a diet, you don't get the large fries.
But some people can't control them.
Yes, okay. That's their fault. Okay, it's not the company's fault.
If I go to McDonald's, I feel like I gotta get me a large fry.
Really? I can actually do with a medium or small. But that's like I said, me personally. Now I know where you're coming from with that, because there are some people that don't have portion control and they go overboard with it. Again,
those people should go to Chick-fil-A.
Still though, it's not going to change the fact that you're going to get a large fry though. You know.
But if you get a large fry at Chick-fil-A, it's more like a medium almost at other places. One thing I do gotta say about the fries: excellent for dipping.
Really? It holds a lot of sauce on it. This is true.
They get that nice. And they got potato skin. If you find the one with the back is nothing but a potato skin, that's gold right there. That is gold.
What about the aesthetics of fries? Like, waffle fries look nicer.
That's true. I don't know. Something about... I'm telling you, Burger King. I'm bringing back Burger King real quick.
Okay. Go ahead.
Something about how it... I don't know. I feel like it's triple fried or something. That just warms my heart. You know, see,
something about those fries, I don't like them. Like, to me, best fries... For the taste, like I said, would be Bojangles. Now, for the price, would be Five Guys.
Oh, okay.
For the price of Five Guys, you're getting a lunch bag full of fries. And that's just a small. For what, $2, right? Even less.
It's three-something.
I don't know. It's something around that. But if you compare it to the ratio to everybody else's, you're getting a lot of fries. And they're not all that bad tasting either. They're pretty good.
They're decent.
They're
I won't say they're the best fries.
No, that's what I'm saying. For the price, though.
Yeah,
You got a point there.
That is true.
So,
well, I guess that wraps up this one.
Does it?
Okay. We got
we put in our fry ideas. We added a little chicken nugget in there.
So chicken nugget, you gotta have chicken nugget. Yeah.
And then we had our
favorite restaurant.
Our ideal restaurant.
So that's been the first episode.
All right. So I hope you guys hope you guys enjoy that.
Like.
Favorite.
Comment.
And subscribe. All right,
I actually never watch podcasts.
So. Okay, so we're gonna work on that.
We'll get it down.
That's all right. It's the first episode.
Yeah, but thanks for listening. It's been Beans and Crackers. Thank you.